In studio this morning with me are Rick Dines and Angelia King from Springfield Contemporary Theater. They have a couple of things to talk about. The Springfield premiere of Skeleton Crew and basically a new version of the monthly concert series that SCT has been doing for quite some time. It's now called SCT Sings. All right, Rick, I'll turn this over to you. This, again, is the first Springfield production of Dominique Morisseau's Skeleton Crew, part of, I guess it's the third play in her Detroit project.
Yeah, there are three plays. Dominique Morisseau is a wonderful, wonderful, relatively new American playwright. She's been writing and working for maybe the last decade, but really has found a lot more success in the last couple of years. She's a Detroit native and has written these three plays that are set. They're not sequels by any means to each other.
They're just three plays.
They're three plays set in Detroit, set against the backdrop of major points of Detroit's history over the past century. And so the first is chronologically of the plays. The first is set in the late 40s against the backdrop of the gentrification of the jazz area of the city and a lot of the jazz clubs being pushed out. And then the second is set against the backdrop of the 1967 riots. And this third play is set against the backdrop of the decline in the auto industry in early 2008 that precipitated the bailout of the industry. And so, like I said, this play, it deals with the topic, but it doesn't – it's more about these characters and it's more about their situation with that as kind of the backdrop of the play. But this play, Skeleton Crew, is set in an auto stamping plant, one of the last small parts plants in Detroit.
And the rumors are it's about to close.
Yeah. Well, all the other small parts plants had closed or moved overseas at this point, and they're one of the last runs remaining. And the staff kind of sees the writing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The staff sees the writing on the wall, and so it's about these individuals, navigating, what could come, and it's. But at the same time, it's also, really about the spirit of Detroit and the resiliency of the people of Detroit. And it's a very hopeful play, even though, of course, you sit here watching it going, well, we know ultimately what's going to befall this, these individuals. And we know historically what happened as 2008 pushed on. But nonetheless, there is such a sense of hope and resiliency amongst these characters who kind of are their, kind of own family unit of sorts, these coworkers that are very good friends. So,
well, Angelia King, what are you playing in the show? Or who are you playing? Not what. Who are you playing in the show?
Well, my character is Faye Davison. She is a union rep that's at the company. And she herself has issues to deal with in her own personal life. And so,
I guess as do all the characters.
Right.
Which is part of the storyline.
Yes. And so it's just a process that she's having to go through. And dealing with telling the people that depend on her what's going on. And the story starts out with –
She has to be the bearer of bad news pretty much.
Big time bearer of bad news. Not to mention that she has her own bad issues too.
And let's see. You've got other characters. Shanita has to decide how she'll support herself and her unborn child.
Yeah. Christina Gardner plays Shanita, and she is about 3 months pregnant at the time of the play. And so we sit here going, well, if this place is going to close down in 6 or 8 months, here about the time she has a baby, she's going to be out of work.
Yes.
And then Michael Hernandez plays Dez, a young man who's been saving up to basically open his own auto shop and everything else. And so all his hopes and dreams are pinned on this income coming in to get him there. And then Reggie came through as an employee alongside them, working on the line with them, but has now been promoted to
manager.
Shift foreman.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's caught between the allegiance to these people he's worked with, alongside for so long, and management, and having to kind of navigate the waters between the two.
Which, who's playing Reggie?
John Herbert is playing Reggie in a marvelous performance. It's a really – the characters are unforgettable and really delightful, and these performances are great. And it's – there's lots of little twists and turns through it that kind of you don't expect – I mean, one thing, which I don't think I'm really giving too much away, I mean, Faye, we come to kind of start to realize very early on, is basically sleeping in the break room. And we kind of wonder, why is Faye sleeping in the break room? And that kind of come, we kind of come full circle to find out, you know, the bank took her house, you know, which was, again, it's very apropos of the period. And so, you know, here's the person who's there to fight for her coworkers, and she's, you know,
as bad off or worse.
She's fighting for herself.
She's fighting
as well.
For herself at that point. So, it sounds like an extremely heavy show, but the delightful thing is there's so much family camaraderie between this group of people that there's so much fun in their interactions that even though their situation looks bleak, they have fun together. So,
you would say comedic moments?
Oh yeah,
there's several from the top to the last.
Well, very good.
So, yeah,
and the show opens tonight.
It does.
And continues through March the 9th at SCT Center Stage in Wellhoyt Plaza at the corner of Pershing and Robertson. Tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m. Then the show will run Thursdays through Saturdays starting next week, 7:30, and the Sunday afternoons at 2. Pay What You Can night is Thursday night. Then there are two post-show talkbacks with you and the cast.
Correct.
After the Sunday matinee next week, the 24th, and after the Thursday night evening performance on the 28th. So those
Correct.
Are both on the same week.
Correct.
And tickets range from $24 to $27, as usual, for SCT shows. And this shouldn't come as any surprise. The production contains adult language and content.
More language than anything. There's not really much content of sorts. It's more just
the language and the situations being described.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Absolutely. This play has the last two seasons throughout the United States been in the top five most produced plays in the country. I mean, it is a...
Didn't Theater Squared do it down in Fayetteville?
They have.
A year or two ago, something like that?
Yeah, they have. Like I said, it's been produced in most major cities at this, you know, at this point or coming up in the near future. And so we're thrilled to bring this play that's very much
Indeed.
A part of the American dialogue right now mm-hmm. to our audiences.
Yeah, I mean, the situations take place in 2008 in Detroit. How does that translate to Springfield, Mo in 2019?
Mm-hmm. Manufacturing companies are still closing around the country at a very rapid rate. So it is definitely something that's still extremely relatable.
And still very topical.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, the other thing that you were here to talk about is the new concert series at Springfield Contemporary Theater called SCT Sings.
And correct. We kind of revamped our songbook series.
You had guest performers coming in for that.
Our songbook
series,
was usually one or two individuals coming in and doing an evening, you know, solo or duo evening or a soloist with a band or something.
Right.
And we kind of revamped the series and launched it back in December with a more holiday-themed show. But basically, this setup is our resident music director, Alex Huff, with a small grouping of, you know, four or five musicians, will back a grouping of six to eight singers performing songs that tie to a theme. Usually, it's a composer-based. It's an evening, you know, kind of celebrating or examining a certain composer, either from the musical theater or otherwise. And so this is the first composer-driven SCT Sings concert. And this focuses on Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty, who wrote, amongst other things, the musical Ragtime, which we were doing this time last year. But they also wrote Anastasia, that's on Broadway now, Once on This Island, that just closed on Broadway, Seussical, Lucky Stiff, The Glorious One.
Right.
I mean, on and on and on. I mean, they're a very accomplished songwriting team that have written for stage and screen. And Lynn Ahrens was one of the main writers of Schoolhouse Rock. So,
yes.
I mean, she's been around for quite a while. So, I mean, they're very accomplished songwriters. So this kind of celebrates their music and examines their music. And it has a great group of vocalists that are performing.
And these are not necessarily just the what you might call the SCT stock company. You have open auditions for these shows.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so, yeah, I mean, as a matter of fact, the last one and this one, there's some new talent in these that haven't performed with us before. And then there's some people that for various reasons don't get to do as much theater as they like because the time commitment is too great for them, and this gives them an opportunity to get in front of audiences, you know, when on a lower time commitment, you know, project. So it's great to have some of those folks back that we don't get to see quite so often.
Well, there are two performances of SCT Sings, Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty, this coming Sunday and Monday, 17th and 18th at 7:30 p.m.
Correct. And we have tickets available for those. I should also make a point of saying, as far as this evening's opening night performance of Skeleton Crew, if people are interested in coming but aren't sure if we're doing a show, keep an eye on our Facebook page and our website. If we end up feeling we need to shuttle opening night to tomorrow, we'll be posting it there. So
just keep an eye on the weather and keep an eye on SCT's Facebook page about that. Let's see, the SCT Sings concert is $17 for adults, $15 for senior citizens and students, and as always, a $10 student rush, which you also have for the stage, the main stage show, Skeleton Crew, and that should open tonight, but you may do an opening tomorrow night if the weather gets
nasty. We'll see how the day plays out.
You can call 831-8001, visit SpringfieldContemporaryTheater.org, where you post something on the main website, too.
Mm-hmm. We will.
And probably for immediacy purposes, it's probably better to go to the Facebook page.
Yeah. I mean, they'll both be posted about the same time, I'm sure, but yeah. They'll be out there. And we're... Gosh, we're less than 2 weeks now. February 28th, we're announcing our 25th anniversary season, which will also be on those sources as well.
Sure, absolutely. And we'll be talking about it too, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. So keep an eye out for that announcement.
All right, that is Rick Dines and Angelia King from Springfield Contemporary Theater. Again, Skeleton Crew is scheduled to open tonight, pending a really bad change in the weather or a really bad downturn in the weather tonight. It runs through March the 9th at SCT Center Stage, and the new concert series SCT Sings, celebrating the Broadway music of Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty, is Sunday and Monday evenings, both at 7:30 p.m. You can get all the times and ticket prices at SpringfieldContemporaryTheater.org or by calling the box office at 831-8001. Well, thanks for coming in the sleet this morning,
folks.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it.
No problem. Absolutely.